The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Netball Show with Flyhawk, special episode coming up as we hear from Lisa Alexander, who's been speaking to Britt from the Netty Life, about the Australian Diamonds 2023 Netball World Cup squad.
All right, former Diamonds head coach Lisa Alexander joins us on the Netball Show now. Lisa, the squad was announced. We have 19 players in contention for that Cape Town World Cup. Stacey could have named up to 22 players and decided just to go with 19. Tell me firstly your thoughts on the players that were selected, because I read in a Code Sports article your team that you would have selected, and it was quite similar, to be fair.
Yes, one of my mates texted me and said, oh, you know, what did you think of the squad? And I said, well, I wasn't too bad with it. I did actually ask a few people that I know in netball to give me their views, because I always, you know, think it's important, because that's what selection's about. It's a group decision at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, it's actually the head coach's position. And I'm pretty sure selection policy is still that way in Australia, where the head coach is responsible for the deciding vote on a player, even if the two selectors, you know, don't agree. But generally speaking, my work with both Michelle Wilkins and Annie Sargent was always consensus. There was a couple of times we had some really, really hard calls, and in the end I made the decision. But in general, I think good decision-making usually comes out of consensus. But, yeah, it was it's exciting. I'm just excited for Matilda Garrett, because I know a bit of her background story when she was coming up as a junior in Victoria and I was the national coach. I was very concerned about she came from a lower socioeconomic area in Victoria, and it was tough for her. So to make sure that she was looked after as a young person so she could actually play netball and not have to go out and work and help her family was really important, actually. So I look upon that as, in, you know, great pride that that happened. And Netball Victoria were fantastic with Tilly at that time. And she got her start with the Magpies, but I don't know, I always thought that perhaps she wasn't really hitting her straps there. She was a little bit, it sometimes happens. It tends to be the defenders that need to travel a little bit more, I think. They kind of get into a club and it might not quite suit their personality. And I think Tilly had a really good relationship with Tanya Obst, because she was her Australian 21s coach, who, you know, coached her over in South Africa for that junior nationals, which seems like years ago. So they had a good relationship. And Kathy Fallows also, who's a past Victorian fantastic junior coach, also wanted to get Tilly over there as well. And she's, you know, the assistant coach for Tanya. So it's great to see her operating so well with her Jamaican partnership there. And somebody did, I think it might have been you that said in your article about the squad that, you know, she will have some intel on Jamaicans, which will be really helpful. You know, that's what reverse and opposition scouting and knowledge is all about. And as you can see by the Australians that are going overseas, like Rob Wright, who's helping Jamaica, it's a big advantage for those countries to have intel on their opposition.
Yes. Now, there's a few things I want to pick up of what you've just said. So let's start with what you said about the head coach having perhaps the final say and having those robust discussions. That sort of makes sense to me, because unfortunately, if things don't go to plan, it's the head coach who cops all the criticism. So that makes sense in a way, doesn't it, Lisa?
It absolutely does. And when the job became, and look at it, it has actually been historically that way, I'm pretty sure. Even when Joyce was coaching back in the day, she would have had the final say in those selection committees, even though, you know, they were, it was pretty hard, as you can imagine. It's like the Australian cricket team. It's, you know, it's the hardest team to get into. And so I absolutely admire the selectors, because, you know, they don't get paid very much. They're volunteers basically, but they're expected to do a lot. And the professionalism of the sport, such that it is nowadays, it's almost getting to the point where we could argue that the national team needs a full-time selector, like cricket. However, you know, I think it's important that the head coach who's responsible for the program, who runs the program, and is also accountable for the program in the sense that they are the, you know, they're the head, they should be the ones that make that final call.
Okay. And the other thing that we were talking about before we started recording is that the teams for World Cup actually have to submit about 6 weeks out a 20-player squad officially to World Netball.
As far as I'm aware, it might have changed, Brittany, but that's what we had to do back in the day. And look, it's an administrative thing as much as anything, and it's a real pain, I have to say, for the countries that have got, you know, we could put another 20 players in and might still win or come second or third. It's just the way it is, and it's tough for Australia, and it would, you know, not so much for New Zealand and England, but England in the future may find that because their talent pool's just going to get bigger and bigger. So, yeah, it was difficult. That was always a real head cruncher, and I would be annoyed because I'd have, you know, I might have some injured players, and, you know, people in the public didn't understand this. They would think, why is this player not in the team? And, it, you know, part of it was, well, they're injured or something's happened and their form isn't good or whatever. So I think Stacey has really been clear about the purpose of this squad, and she's been really clear in her arguments around why she's chosen the squad she's chosen. So, you know, I think she's done a magnificent job of putting that squad together based on the purpose and also the vision that they have. And, you know, she's been part of that building of that conversation about this squad for a long time. So the narrative is really consistent.
Such great access to have the head coach announce it herself on the host broadcast, because you are able to have that discussion and go back and forth and find some clarity about certain players. And that just generates even more interest, I think, in the team and what's going on in netball. So it's wonderful to see netball capitalizing on something like that now. So I guess... Yeah. Knowing that she has to name 20 players, if that's still the case around 6 weeks out, it would make sense that she has selected 19 instead of going the full 22 that she could have picked for this 2023-2024 squad.
Yeah, you want to have a bit of an ace up your sleeve, and you also want to keep your opposition guessing as well. You want to have a little look at what they might put out there, because they'll name their squads soon as well, I believe. So, you know, it is important to just have that ability to have some flexibility around it. The selectors and Stacey will have that list in their minds of who the next lot are. That's why in my squad in the paper, somebody thought I'd picked a squad of 25, but I actually hadn't. I purposely picked a squad of 22 because I wanted to put my view of who I thought the 22 should be. And then I picked three what I call development players, which would be the case anyway. So once the squad is picked, there will be three reserves as well. Even if it's not, it stays at 19 or it goes to 20, there'll still be three reserves. And they're the ones that the selectors are really looking at for, you know, Constellation Cup later in the year when the new cycle begins, basically.
Okay, well, let's move on to Tilly Garrett. And that's, for me, been a surprise selection, just in the sense that usually the Diamonds can tend to stay loyal to some players that have been around the team in the squad before. And if nothing has gone astray, and it hasn't in the last 12 months for the Diamonds, they've won everything available to them. Generally, what we see is coaches stick to who has that experience and who has done the job before. But we see Tilly come into the squad ahead of, say, a Maddie Turner, Kim Jenner, who you named as one of your development players, as well as also Emily Mannix. And it's been interesting because I think Tilly sometimes in that Adelaide Thunderbirds defensive circle doesn't get the credit she deserves, because we're always watching, obviously, the Jamaicans, and they're getting the tips and they're blocking the shots. And part of the way sport is covered these days is to channel its energy into superstars and the big moments in games. But netball, as you say, is a team sport. So do you think what you've seen, particularly from the last 2 weeks against, say, heavyweights in Super Netball, Melbourne Vixens and West Coast Fever, she's been propelled into the team because of that form?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's the X factor as well. I described it a little bit when I was talking about, you know, I thought maybe putting Kim Revillian back into the squad might just put the cat amongst the pigeons, so to speak, in the centre court, and just keep the centre court a little bit accountable. I'm a bit, yeah, I'm I'm a bit disappointed in the centre court. I would have liked something a little bit different there, but that's just my own opinion. But I think definitely Tilly has done that in the defence. And I did say in that article, I think we're light on. And the good thing about Tilly is she's got that flexibility of being able to play all three positions, actually. So, and she's got that experience with the Jamaicans. She'll bring that intel. And I think her playing in front of a Courtney Bruce is a really, lip-smacking thought, actually. Nice.
Stacey has spoken about how there's not a lot of time to trial new combinations at the end of Super Netball and going into that Diamonds camp. So do you think Maddie Turner may be feeling a little bit disappointed today, knowing that she does have connection already there with Sarah Clough and Tilly currently doesn't have a connection with anyone inside that squad week to week?
She doesn't week to week, but I think she has had experience down the, previously she's been called into squads when I've had squads, even back then. So she's been there a little bit on the outside, and she's definitely improved her game this year. And I think it's a recognition of her improvement. Maddie, to be fair, I don't think, and I put her in my squad based on, I know she's done it before, and I've seen her do it in combination with Sarah Clough. And it's a really handy thing to have up your sleeve when you're at Netball World Cup, to have a combination that's ready to go. But I think what's counted against her is she just hasn't produced that form currently at the moment. And that's probably the only thing. They're probably looking at her, though, I would say. She might make that 20th position if she can lift her game. And I'm certain that Stacey will have given feedback to a lot of the players already, and also to their clubs. So, and the players that have been selected in the squad will have been given feedback as well about what she wants to see over this next period, what they're building towards. So it's very important that, Maddie really needs to put some good performances out there in the next couple of weeks. That might be great for Bryony because, that'll give great incentive for Maddie to really shine and do her thing for the Swifts.
Well, the Swifts have been a bit hot and cold, even though they are in the top four. So you can take that into consideration as well. Let's move to the midcourt. I know that in your squad, you mentioned Kim Rav, and she hasn't made it this time. And I think she was really disappointed when she found out she missed out on comm games as well. What about Kim Rav? And you say she has that X factor. Do you think she could have added, I guess, to this Diamond squad?
I just think her ability, she can actually play across all three positions as well. You won't see her on wing attack much for the Firebirds. She's more a centre wing defence. But I think the fact that she does play those two positions at, I believe, a world-class level, and she feeds Danelle, week in, week out, and has a really good feel for all the other players, I think, in the squad. What I like about Rav's game is that she is a beautiful feeder. She's probably not quite as high end as what a Watson and a Brown would be at the top end, and a Hadley just yet, but she's still right up there. And it's a very, very fine skill to have. Just look at Alice Teague-Neild and what she's been doing. Even though everyone will say, and I know what they'll say, oh, it's easy to feed Janiel. It's not easy to feed Janiel. It actually requires precision, great strength and vision and decision-making abilities because, everyone's crunching the daylights out of Janiel, and then you've got to put the ball in a spot where, it's best for her. And I think Alice has had a really great feel for that. What's probably counted against her is that she's not feeding one of the Australian, goalers. So, I don't know. Maybe they're looking at Rav for that, 20th position, possibly. You never know.
Yeah. And Alice Teague-Neild for me is someone that probably I think deserves to be in the conversation, given she currently leads the league for centre pass receives and goal assists. And she's actually ahead of Liz Watson in that goal assist stat. So for people to say, oh, well, she's feeding Janiel Fowler isn't quite the whole story, because she is now feeding a Sasha Glasgow as well as an Emma Kosh at times. Mm. And there's a lot more nuance to that attacking end under Dan Ryan, now the West Coast Fever. It's not all just about Janiel. So I think Alice Tignall definitely deserves to be in the conversation. And some people have been very quick to dismiss her for all those reasons you've mentioned. But especially knowing she's not really been a true wing attack for a long time, she's come from that goal attack position and been pushed out of the circle a bit. So she's taking on a new role and she's excelling at super netball level, which is actually very difficult to do.
And you know, I'm not surprised that she is. I think she's been a brilliant player who's been much maligned by certain commentators, and I've been very upset about that in the past, I must admit. And, you know, I've always been a supporter of Alice's from afar. We even did some specialist sessions with her when she was with the Magpies with Margie Keldo, and just to try and get her shooting percentage up. But obviously it's a mental thing as much as anything else. So that's very difficult to get through. However, I wouldn't give up on her in the goals either. But that is the thing. She is really a one-position player, and that's the problem with tournaments. And, you know, when fans are picking their team of the week and the best players, it doesn't mean it's going to work combination-wise in a tournament. You have to have everything covered. And picking a player that's only playing one position at world-class level is a problem.
Yes, we've seen specialist wing defences miss out before too in that midcourt.
Yep. And, you know, the decision has to be made about, you know, whether you're going to load up the wing attack position or the wing defence position. And that's the problem with the centre court. That's why I've always argued you need 13, because it's not fair actually to the centre courts who miss out on these teams. They get it in the neck because you're picking four goalers, four defenders and four centre courts, and really, you know, your defence and your goalers have got two reserves. Well, the centre courts don't. There's always, you know, somebody who misses out, which is a shame.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.